everybody. This is Andy Marquette. I am joined by my colleague, Joe Bell, and my friend, who is also Joe Bell. They're the same person.
It makes it sound like there's two of me in one little brain, which might be why there's so much going on in there. It's like a bumper car ride, like on overload, and of the drivers and all of the cars had shots of espresso before it started.
You know what? You just described the Hoot Nanny.
Yes, we did. Yay! The Hoot Nanny is over. And I've gotten a couple of emails from people saying, so is that it? What else happens now? And I'm like, no, it's over. Thank fuck.
Because it's we are so done.
Oh, yeah.
Friends, the Hoot Nanny 2018 ended on the 23rd. It goes from December 12th through December 23rd. Jeff and I finally decided that those were going to be the days, the 12 days of Hoot Nanny. And we wanted it to end before Christmas Eve because, you know, just because that's like family and friend time for a lot of folks. And we didn't want to get all like, oh God, we're doing this Christmas Eve. Oh God, we're doing it Christmas Day. So that's why we chose those dates. So.
I love how you make it sound like I had something to do with that decision-making process.
No, you did. We talked about it.
I'm pretty sure you said this is when we're doing it. And I said, okay.
Because we were trying to like start it for stupid reasons. I don't remember. It was like the second or third year. And we're like, why are we trying to start this every year on a Friday? Let's just start it on the 12th.
Oh, see, I don't even remember that. I just remember doing what you tell me to.
Oh, okay, well, that worked out then.
That's a general rule, yeah. That tends to be a sound philosophy for, you know, most of my life decisions, actually. So, yeah.
So, y'all, we did it. Jeff, I have not counted up how many books we gave away, but it looks like at least 400.
We gave away a whole... Oh, fuck ton of them.
Yeah, I'm thinking at least 400, possibly 450.
Yeah.
And I'm not exaggerating, dear listeners. This is what the Hoot Nanny is. It is easily at least 300 books over the course of 12 days. That's how much we give away. And it's not because we went out and bought all of these books. It's because authors and publishers are amazing and donate them.
Yes, because they are truly, truly badass individuals. One other thing that we do that Women in Words does pay for, I mean, in years past, we've done a combination of t-shirts and Kindle e-readers, and we've done Amazon gift cards. This year, we did a $20 Amazon.com gift card for all 12 days. So there's one every day of the Hoot Nanny. Mm-hmm. And that, dear listener, was paid for by your advertising dollars. So if you have advertised with us in the last year, that is what paid for those gift cards. So thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Fabulous advertisers. That was dope. I loved that, Jove. Yeah. That was really cool.
Me too. Me too.
I mean,
you could get two
books with that.
Yeah.
I
love that we have such a generous response from our community and people are so willing to participate and be a part of it. And it's just, it's pretty fucking awesome. And so, and the reason that we're able to pay for anything extra like the gift cards is because, you know, we have people in our community who are spending the money to advertise with us. And it's just cool. It makes me feel good.
Same. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think I know people really enjoy the Hoot Nanny. And so you and I were going to like read a few comments from people.
Share some of the love.
We're going to share some of the love because we want you to have some of the love, dear listeners. Mm-hmm. Everybody should share the love.
Well, it's true.
It's true.
You want to go first?
Okay. So after the Hoot Nanny, I put up a post Hoot Nanny post to remind people that, oh my God, we're exhausted. So please don't look for anything happening on the blog
mm-hmm.
for the next few days because we're pretty much brain dead. And, you know, we still are coordinating because some of the publishing houses aren't going to be able to give out the books yet until after the new year. So there's still Hoot Nanny things that are going on, but the main brunt of it is over. So on this post Hoot Nanny post, we get like a few comments about from people who are like, shall we say, appreciative.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Appreciative. And I always think it's fun.
It's fun. Okay. Should I name names here? Since, well, they're
Yeah, well, they're
public, right?
public, right? So yeah, I
Okay.
think you can.
Yes. So Chris Bryant, and I wonder if that's the author, Chris Bryant. Chris Bryant, is that you? That's awesome. Chris Bryant says, fantastic job. Thank you for getting writers and readers connected. It's a lot of hard work and we appreciate it very much. And that's something that the Hootenanny really does do, is it connects readers and writers.
Yeah, which is, this is my form of community outreach, so I can feel like I'm a good contributing member of society. I like to make sure that people who need lesbian fiction have a way to
Find it.
get lesbian fiction. Yeah.
Right. That's one of the most common comments too, is how people use our Hootenanny lists as a way to be introduced to new writers and new works. And that is super cool, I think.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, and here's the thing, right? Like, I love it when we get these comments about how wonderful it is, because the Hootenanny for me is massively taxing on my sanity,
Yep.
and it takes a huge amount of time away from my family. And every single year, we get some amount of, people trying to be tricky and enter twice by using slightly different names but the same email address, or stuff along those lines. And then sometimes we get somebody who's complaining about some aspect of it, because the fact that we're giving away free fucking books for people isn't good enough. Like, there needs to be it needs to be cooler than that. I don't even know what is cooler than that, right?
Exactly.
And if that's all that we got back from people, it would be so, I mean, we wouldn't do it. So the fact that people take the time to tell us that they appreciate it really makes it possible to do. I mean, and
That's so true.
it's because it takes a huge amount of emotional energy for both of us. And it's not we're not getting paid, folks. We just really like to, be a part of your lesbian fiction reading choices. And that's it. That's it. That's why we're doing it. So when we don't know all the answers, or we screw something up, yeah, we're sorry.
And we do,
And we absolutely do. And we're sorry. We don't want to screw it up. Like, did you know that this year somebody was going to give away two paperbacks and we only signed them up to do one, like in the thing? And I don't even remember which author it was, but she was so gracious. She was so nice. I get contacted about stuff like that all the time.
Same.
You did this, you said this, but then this is what came to me, and what is this, right? Like, people are just,
Oops,
and yeah,
sorry.
it's too much nog. I'm trying real hard, folks. It's, picking the winners every night after, at the end of the Hootenanny. I spend, if I do it by myself, it takes about 2 hours, and that's, sending out emails and updating our spreadsheet and,
Yeah.
updating
We
the
have a
website.
spreadsheet, friends.
Yeah, we
Joe
have to have
and
a.
I went super like freaking out, astrophysics in here.
We have to have a spreadsheet, because, yeah.
Yeah,
Anyway,
we do.
so for those of you who've taken the time to tell us that you like what we're doing, really seriously, thank you for that, because it does make all the
You.
difference to me. I have one I want to read. This is actually a comment from the very first day
Yes,
of the
do.
Hootenanny, and this is from CW. And it says, this blog site is fantastic, and in parentheses, entertaining, informative, and interesting all year, with the awesome Hootenanny bringing each year to a crazy, fun-filled end, no matter what good or bad has happened that year. Thank you for all you do. That filled my heart with all sorts of, like, warm, fuzzy
That was such a
happiness.
great comment, y'all.
Yeah.
That's another thing that Jove isn't telling you, is that every freaking day of each Hootenanny, we read through every single comment, and sometimes there are 250 comments. So we
And
read through and we'll like respond to a few, and we make note of certain comments. And sometimes we do extra hootenannying behind the scenes if someone has made a comment that makes us think, oh, this person could use a book.
Your Christmas hasn't been very kind to you, so let's see if we can get you a book and make it just that much better. But we don't tell people that we do that, so stop telling people that we
Oh
do
yeah, you're
that.
right. But so if an elf visits you, it could be the Hootenanny. I don't know. I'm just saying.
You say the most ridiculous things. It makes me happy. Okay.
Just saying.
I have one more comment I wanted to mention, and this is more
Yes.
than just a comment. It's like a string of comments. Every starting, I think it started last year, but maybe the year before, our friend Cotton, who is actually K Otten Cotton, who was an author, she comes by the Hootenanny every single day and leaves us some sort of like offering. I'm trying to
Love
find
that.
the comment from day one. It was this year she did, what was it, like
She was doing
either
haiku.
haikus or limericks, I think. It was like an option. I lost track of it. I had it a second ago and now I've lost track of it. But she comes by every single time and she's all, "Don't enter me in the con in the drawing. I've got plenty of books, but I just want to be a part of the event." Okay, so here it is. And da 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 da. It says, "Now just for Andy, Jove, and Tucker." Tucker, by the way, is the crazy little gay elf that Andy has running around with her. And crew, from me to you. Each day of the Hootenanny, I will post Tucker-inspired limericks and haikus. So this one is, "Tucker heard a lady say they loved books more than Richard Nixon loved crooks. He said you should join the Hootenanny, and if you don't win any, then try again tomorrow, toots." It's funny.
That's so funny.
So, she's taking the time to do. I was just cool. Thank you, Cotton.
We call her Cotton, y'all. She understands.
I think, I encouraged her to change her publishing name to Cotton just because, I can understand that.
It's 'cause cotton. I mean, who wouldn't want to read a book by cotton?
I would.
I can't. Exactly.
I buy clothes made out of cotton. Why wouldn't I read things out
Exactly.
of cotton?
Right? Well, paper is sometimes made out of cotton, so there's that.
Well, the ones that, money is made on is made out of cotton.
There you go. Oh my, see all the cool things made out of cotton? We're just saying. Okay, so I'm gonna read another comment.
Do it.
Oh shit, we're out of control here. Or maybe I'm out of control. I don't
We
know.
haven't
Who's out
been,
of
it's
control?
because we haven't been recording for a while, so we're a little
A little.
punchy.
Well, plus, nobody we because nobody's blogged except we got to talk about Aaron's blog, but we'll do that in a minute. Here's a comment from, I'm not sure how to pronounce this, T Shippa or Ch or Shippa. A really big thank you to all of you who made this absolutely fantastic, wonderful Hootenanny happen. Love you guys. Oh,
We love you too.
back. Oh my God.
We seriously, we love you.
We totally do.
Which with much loving of the love.
Just sharing the love. That was so great.
It's just cool.
It does end up being cool. It's a pain in the ass, and
It's a
I'm not
huge pain
going
in the
to
ass.
lie about
So
that.
please
It's a
don't complain
huge.
about it because it makes me want to cry.
Yeah, please don't. Because we work really hard to pull this off, and it's a major juggling act. And like Joe said, we're gonna screw up. We totally will. We will try to make it right. We will do whatever we can to make it right. So,
Yeah, and look at all these cool fucking people who are giving shit away. How can you not love that?
how can you not love that? That's just amazing.
I think next year, Andy, I was going to tell you about this, so maybe if we mention it here, somebody will remind me. But I think next year we should do the last day should only be like collections, because we had a lot of people giving away like here's the trilogy or whatever. So the last day we should give away all trilogies and, collections. What do you think?
I debated that, but if we did that, it would be like I see what I try to do is when authors donate, say like we had an author who donated three of her of the series. She had like a series of 10 or 7 books, and so she gave away three packages of those. And what I try to do is I want an author to get exposure over the course of the Hootenanny. So
Yes.
I don't just want to give away everything on one day, which means she only gets one day of exposure.
Oh
So,
no. I mean there can be others that are mixed in throughout the event. I'm just saying the last day could be like really awesome. I don't know. Maybe it doesn't work. It's
we had
okay.
some, we had a few collections that
Yeah,
I
we did,
saved
which is why I
for the
thought
final
about
day.
it. I wouldn't have thought about that on my own.
Well, that's because I was trying to put collections on the last day because I love to do a blowout on the last day if I can.
So what you're saying is that my idea is not my idea, it's your idea.
It's something I try to do every year is make sure that like the last day is just like, woohoo, let's go out with a bang if we can. And so I try to do a lot of books. Of course, it's a pain in the ass, y'all, when we have to draw the books and then alert the authors and the winners and then update the spreadsheet. But if Jove and I are able to do that together, it only takes about an hour to an hour and 15 minutes as opposed to 2 hours to 2.5 hours if it's just one of us.
Yeah. Well, and
So.
it's, always more fun when you can do it with a friend.
I know, and plus, through the magic of technology, we have like a shared spreadsheet, and so we can both be updating.
Yes.
It's quite rocket science, like, I must
E.
say. Everybody's
Anyway.
like, "What, you just discovered spreadsheets
You just discovered Google Docs. That's what you just discovered.
I know, right?
Yeah. Hey,
Oh,
we should
God.
also remind people that if you entered the Hootenanny, you should go and check and make sure that you're not listed as a winner, because we have people who still haven't claimed their
Yeah, we
winnings.
do. That happens every year. Check your spam filters, people.
Yeah. And if you haven't heard, as an author or as a winner, as a reader, either way, please contact us, because we every year we also get the person saying, "Well, I had this happen last year, but whatever." And I'm like, "Last year I could have fixed this for you. Now it's a year later. I cannot do anything about it." Right? So
Yes, we've actually had that happen
yeah, we've
too.
had that happen every year. And just tell me what's
Like,
going on. Let me know.
let us know. Like, usually, if you get to the end of January, you're pushing it, okay? It's like, please just check. And we get it. Christmas, New Year's, everybody's busy. Check your spam filters. If you participated in the Hootenanny, check to see if you want something. I
Yes.
mean, don't assume we're going to find you because if our emails are going into your spam filter, it doesn't matter how many times we email you. You're not going to see it
Yeah.
unless you check your spam filter.
Well, and this thing happens. I don't know if people are aware of this, but when people are filling out forms like this, they get all excited and their fingers do weird fucking shit. So your email address that you know and that you've known for the last, 20 fucking years ends up being typed in wrong. So it's off by one character or whatever. And sometimes we can figure that shit out and still get the email where it needs to go. But sometimes we can't. And, we can't do it if we don't know how to reach you. And that
Help
happens.
us help you.
Every single day. Every single day I get one bounce back, one email bounce back.
Yep, we
And
do.
I feel bad because I really want to give people the shit they win.
I would
So,
really love that.
yeah.
Yeah. And sometimes I will track them down, Jove, on social media. I
Yeah,
will
you do
literally
that.
track them down.
You do that.
I will hunt them down
Yeah.
like winners they are.
It impresses me that you do that. I mostly just say, "Oh, come
Eh.
on, people." But you're
You're so
better
right.
about this than I am.
Ugh.
About unclaimed prizes, we had one person who won the $20 gift card hasn't responded yet.
Oh,
So,
for real? Shoot,
yeah.
I'll have to check that. Okay.
So if you're out there listening and you hope that you've won something, please fucking check. That's my public
Yes.
service
That's
announcement. And yes,
PSA, friends.
I did have to swear. That is a requirement of my existence.
Yes, it's true. It's a true fact.
Yeah. Anyway, anything else about the Hootenanny?
No, that's it. That was a good roundup.
I
I
love the Hootenanny.
love it too, but by the end of it, I'm like, I
Yeah.
want to sleep.
Yeah.
Please let me sleep.
Yeah, no, by the end of it, I'm ready to punch
God.
somebody in the throat. But that's okay. We have fun. I make fun little banners because I enjoy that, and you write fun song lyrics because you enjoy that, and we have fun.
We do. We have a lot of fun when we get put all that shit together. And of course, there's Tucker. I have to, go out and take pictures of Tucker.
Tucker
It's a
the
whole
Hutt.
thing. It's a whole thing, friends. Like about December 1st-ish is when Tucker comes out of the box and we start traveling around together.
Oh, you missed an opportunity there to say Tucker comes out of the closet. I'm just gonna.
Everybody knows. I mean, what's the point? I
Because
mean, look
that's
at him.
funny.
He's
It's just a
so
nice play on
gay.
words.
Tucker is so gay. Oh my God.
Yeah, he's super
This
gay.
year, I don't know, Joe, if you noticed, but I think it was day 11 or 10, but I got Tucker an apron and a mixing bowl.
Was he?
Because he was way into, the Food Network this year. I mean, what the hell, dude? He was way into those baking shows. So I figured I should, help him with
Did
that.
he? Because you go and you see our fellow Women in Word person, RG Emanuel, regularly. You guys are good friends. And does Tucker cook with her? Because
Oh, hell yeah.
she's a
In
cooker.
fact, she took a bunch of photos of him posing with cookies and stuff she was making.
I see on day three you gave him a wooden fork. Or is that a plastic fork?
That's
And
plastic fork. He thought he was Aquaman that day in honor of the Aquaman film.
that's his trident.
Yeah. That's the best he could do,
Well, it's hard to find an elf-sized trident.
And, right? There's those hors d'oeuvre forks that would
Yeah.
work. Or those little, I was thinking of this and I couldn't get to a flower shop. It's the things you stick in like a flower pot if you're going to give a gift to someone and you
Yeah,
stick
that
a little card
holds the,
with it.
yeah.
Yeah, it's a trident is what that is. And I was like, well, that would be really kind of shitty to go into a flower shop and like steal one of
Well,
those.
you don't have to
I
steal one.
need it for
You could buy one. I'm sure they would sell you one.
I'm like, can I give you $1 for this trident for my elf?
And they would say, for your elf, huh? Please just take it and
Oh,
go away.
just take exit. Yeah, that's true. Maybe I get it for free.
Yeah, for reals. For reals.
Anyway, the Hootenanny friends, December 12th through December 23rd. So, but we hope that you join us throughout the year for
Yeah,
other
well, yeah,
things.
absolutely. But
That's for that.
did you see this year for the banners? I decided to go with the animal theme for a few of the
I
days.
love that.
I had so much fun with that. The one with the elves only, and it had like some screaming little monkey.
It was, I love it. I was like, oh my God, I love this so much.
It made me really happy. And if something makes me happy, I have to go with it.
It was awesome. It was
Yep.
amazing.
It was not my normal fare. And I try and normally do something that's a little bit more
It was
not.
goofy and it fit the whole theme, which was like usually we're just off the hook. We don't even know what the hell is happening.
I have no idea most of the time.
So, which worked out.
Yeah.
So, yes, thank you to those of you who joined us. Thank you again to the publishers and the authors who willingly every year give us books, Jove.
Yeah, for
Totally, they're
real.
like, sure, we'll totally do that. It's just like, what?
Yeah.
And every year, this is what we do. So thanks, everybody, for making this possible because we certainly could not do it without you, dear readers. I mean, what would be the point? We just sit around, talk to each other, and just have these books we couldn't give away. That would be dumb.
Well, but then we could read them.
What is this thing called reading? I mean, seriously. Oh my God. I would much rather give books away to
Yeah.
people who would love and cherish them rather than
No
me sitting looking
kidding.
at a giant stack going, the fuck? I don't have time to read those.
I told you, I read my books via the library and I do audiobooks
Yes, I know that. Yes, this is true.
because that's how everybody should do it. Thank you very much.
So, I did notice we're getting more audiobooks as
I
giveaways.
know, that was
We got
awesome. That
that was
was.
Coolio. So I hope that that becomes a thing
Me too. I liked it
because
a
I
lot.
like that.
Yeah, Jerry Hill gave away a bunch of audiobooks and
Carson gave one away, I think. Oh no, it was VK Pal. No, I think Carson did too.
you know what? There were others as well.
Diane Marina gave two away.
Yep. I mostly just, I don't fangirl over a whole lot of authors, but Jerry Hill gets my attention, which is why that came out like Jerry Hill gave away.
Oh
Yeah,
my
because I had a moment.
God. But anyway, I hope that becomes more of a thing. Each Hootenanny. There's more audiobooks being
Me
offered.
too.
So,
I
yeah,
love the
this is a
audiobooks. It changes the landscape of reading possibilities.
True. True. So, anyway, yes, that was our Hootenanny debrief. We hope
Yeah.
you enjoyed it. Please come back next year, but also hang out with us throughout the year because we love that too.
Yeah.
Now let's talk about Aaron. Zach stopped by and had a really great picture, a cartoon of a woman. I assume that's Aaron's cartoonization of herself, throwing out this really heinous looking gross trash bag that says 2018 on it.
Yeah.
Basically, y'all, Aaron's point is 2018 is coming to a close and this shiny new year is right around the corner. I'm giddy with excitement to close the freaking door on the utterly craptastic year 2018 turned out to be. Ugh. But honestly, she's always loved New Year's Eve. It feels as if it holds such promise. New and wonderful things are waiting on the horizon. Bless your heart, Aaron. Resolutions that we all want so badly to actually succeed at this time around. All you have to do is be patient and have perseverance, and the good and incredible will happen, right?
Yes.
Sure. I would like that to happen. Joe, do you make resolutions? I don't do resolutions.
Sometimes I make goals.
I do goals.
I find that it can be very discouraging to my self-esteem. So
Exactly. So I don't do resolutions. I mean, if I'm going along throughout the year and I realize there's something I need to change, I just fucking change it. I don't need a new year to tell me, oh, I should resolve to do it. No, I just do it because, I mean, why would I wait? That's dumb.
Yeah, but I think some people, and myself included, just they need a line in the sand, a place to, you know.
That's cool.
A starting line, works, you know what I mean?
If it works, do it. But otherwise, don't, like, make yourself feel bad, mm-hmm. you know? If you say, I'm going to do this, and then you don't, then you feel guilty. Don't do that. Do that.
Yeah, guilt is bad.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah. I think
complete shit show, as Aaron says, the complete shit show 2018 was.
I enjoyed 2018. It was a good year for me. I got my very first grandbaby in 2018.
That is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But this is, you know, Aaron says then she wants each of us reading this to post something awesome that happened to you in 2018.
Oh.
If you feel like sharing. You should put that in there.
I should. Mm-hmm. I should. What else happened in 2018?
It's all over.
I don't know. You know what happened in 2018 that was not awesome?
I can name so many things, but
that isn't this is political. My friend Jeanette died.
Yes, that was not awesome at all.
That was so far from the awesome. Yeah.
2018, you know, every year brings ups and downs. 2018 had one of the cool things going on social media that I don't know if other folks knew this, but a lot of young people were calling it 2018 because it was the year of gay teens and having fun and Hayley Kiyoko. And so a lot of people, it's a hashtag. You can find it on Twitter, #20 gay teen. And so there was a lot of positivity from young people about being queer and participating in the political and social processes. And so I felt that made me feel good that there are some really competent and wonderful people who are younger, who are going to do amazing things to change the world. And that made me feel really good because I'm just a jaded and cynical bitch, basically.
Yeah. I'm looking something up. I heard something. No, there was a thing about Hayley Kiyoko was named on like the top 5 list of most like influential women mm-hmm. in entertainment or whatever. And it was like the list that she was included on was like everybody huge name recognition. And then mm-hmm. Hayley Kiyoko, who if you're a lesbian, you know who she is, but a lot of
she's lesbian Jesus friends.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
But, you know, if you are over the age of 18 and you're not a lesbian, you probably don't know who she is. But the list she was on with was huge. huge names, and I can't find it, but
That's well, okay, friends. I'm just going to say it. I am an old, jaded, cynical bitch, and I flew my ass to California to see Hayley Kiyoko live. I was the oldest one in the goddamn audience, and I fucking loved it. She puts on a hell of a good show, so there you go.
Yeah. Oh wait, here it is. Wait. Oh shit, that has a video with it. If you guys hear something, Billboard,
Yeah,
did
Billboard
it.
did
Yeah.
because I mean her music's, y'all, it's awesome, and her videos are completely openly female love
Yeah.
flirting. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
For someone like, imagine, Jovi, if we had had somebody like Hayley Kiyoko when we were growing up,
Oh
oh
yeah.
my God, our brains would have flown right out of our heads.
I would have come out a lot. I would have had enough self-awareness to realize I was gay at a much younger age.
Well, fortunately, same here. It wasn't because I had good representation anywhere.
Yeah.
But
No.
I mean, thank God for people like Hayley Kiyoko. He would have the cojones to go out there and put their and to like own their identities and to represent and to provide representation. I mean, Jesus Christ. Who
Yeah.
knows? Like some young person out living out in the damn sticks with parents who aren't accepting. Maybe that person watches Hayley videos and realizes that they're not fucking alone in the world. That's why shit is important. That's why representation matters.
Damn straight or
All right.
damn queer.
Damn
Hey,
queer.
can I just point out one more thing about this blog post that makes me think that Aaron Zach is my new personal Jesus?
Yes, tell me.
She included not one but two little, what are they called, GIFs, the little videos
Yes, bless your heart, gifts.
from Steel Magnolias. The one about how to eat, time marches on, and eventually you realize it's marching across your
Don't cross your
face.
face.
Yes. So we got two Dolly Parton quotes from Steel Magnolias. And I'm sorry,
Love
but
her.
I don't know Aaron at all, other than to exchange a few emails occasionally. But pff, damn.
Thank
She's my
you.
new favorite. She's my new best friend.
And I also like that she says, instead of saying that 2018 was a dark cloud with a silver lining, actually it was more just a dark cloud, which is apropos, but severely cliched. Let's say another line from my favorite movie, that which does not kill us only makes us stronger. And let's rock the hell out of 2019. Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm down with that. I'm cool with that. So anyway, that, content was light this week on the blog, everyone, and there was a reason for that because we're tired. But thank you, Aaron, for the New Year's blog going into the New Year weekend. It falls on a Monday this year, New Year's Eve, which is kind of
Weird.
odd, but
Yeah. Are
it
you
is
doing
weird.
anything? Are you doing anything for New Year's Eve?
I am. It's me and Netflix.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that.
I gotta finish She-Ra, Princesses of Power. I mean, come
Oh,
on,
that's awesome.
right? You love
Yeah.
it.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that we're running, the neighborhood daycare, because I've already gotten like one request for us to watch their kid on New Year's Eve because, they're
Yeah,
going
parents,
out, but obviously we
people.
don't need to.
You go have fun, people. You
Yeah. Oh,
go on.
totally. Tara's not driving anywhere on New Year's Eve, and she's certainly not going to let me drive because she doesn't like my driving most of the time to begin with. She's not going to let me do it when it's even more hazardous.
There
So.
was a time, Joe, when I loved going out on New Year's Eve and
Oh,
dancing my ass off and hanging out with friends and going out to breakfast at 2, 3, 4 in the morning. But now I never get to spend time at home by myself doing nothing. So that is precious to me. So I love it. I love being in my house with just me hanging out, watching, catching up on some stuff I haven't been able to catch up on, reading maybe, watching some TV. I love that. Oh my God.
Yeah, I am not in my 20s anymore. I don't need to express my independence in the same way that I used to. New Year's Eve just doesn't have the same.
It doesn't have the
Yeah.
same appeal.
I don't drink anymore. I mean, you've seen me drink once, and y'all made fun of me about it for,
Oh,
you're
bless your heart with
still
that.
making fun of me, and it's, over a year later. So
No, it's fine.
I don't
Everything's fine,
drink. So New Year's Eve.
which is fine. So, why bother for New Year's? Because that's pretty much what people do. And yeah, I don't know. I lost. It lost its appeal for me a while back. And I've just been like, you know what? I would much rather hang out with some close friends if we're going to do New Year's Eve doing something, or just by myself, which I like.
Yeah, well, New Year's Eve, I wouldn't mind doing like the close friend thing, but then somebody's driving home after that, and it's dangerous as fuck to be driving around on New Year's Eve. So,
Slumber party, just saying.
yeah, my house is already a fucking menagerie. I don't need to add extra people to it. I mean, kids, other kids, I can stuff in the rooms with my kids. Like I got Noah, I got both Noah and Wyatt new hammocks for Christmas because Noah busted up his old one, and so now he's got like 14 places in his little room that he can sleep. He's got two beds, and he's got his loft bed, and he's got a hammock, so he can host a lot of people in his room for on a sleepover. So.
That's kind of cool. Maybe I'll do that.
Have it get a hammock?
Yeah, just like hang things around, just sleep all over my house
You
wherever I
should.
want to be.
You should.
I like that idea a lot because there are days I sleep on the couch where I'm like, I just need to change the scenery. And I'll go and I call it camping and I'll just grab my sleeping bag and I'll go out on the couch.
Nice.
Or I'll sleep in the guest room. I'll grab my sleeping bag. I need a change of scenery. And so I'll
You
go in there and sleep.
know what it is when you are married? And you've been with the same person for, let's say, 23 years, and you end up
Like
sleeping on
you
the
just
couch or the guest room. Do you know what that is? That isn't you wanting a change of scenery. That's you being in trouble.
that's you
That's,
being forced to get a change of
yeah,
scenery.
you got your ass kicked out of your bedroom, and you need to go get your shit together before, it
You go
gets any
back into the
worse.
bedroom. Yes.
So
Yes.
I'm glad it's camping for you. For me, it's decidedly less pleasant.
Anyway, Aaron, thank
Yes.
you so much. And thank you for the Steel Magnolias gifts. We really appreciate those.
Yes.
I might watch that movie again.
I
So
love that movie.
love, love. Oh, did we have any other business to discuss, Joe?
Oh, hey, guys, dear listener, Andy and I made a very important decision that you guys need to know about. And it involves this podcast that you are now listening to. And I don't know why we're telling you about it in the podcast, because really
That's
that's
dumb.
not going to help, but we're going to let you know now. We actually are moving our the Women in Words podcast over to we're just consolidating it to the Women in Words forum website, whatever. What's the right word, Andy?
Our website.
Yeah, is that it? I don't
We're
know.
consolidating our empire.
Yes, my empires, I think, involve like gross national product, which we
This
don't
is our
have.
empire. Well, we're pretty gross. Does that count? I mean,
Anyway, so from now on, if you want to subscribe to our website or to our podcast, you're gonna have to just search on your little podcast channel thingy, listener, the app that you listen to your podcast on, search for Women in Words, and we will pop up, and you can subscribe to us because that's where all of our podcasts are gonna come up from now on. Yeah?
yay!
Did
Also,
I? Yes.
we will
Yes.
post a blog for this so that people know that as well. Yes.
Yeah, well, of course,
Yay.
because we like to tell people stuff. That's
I
why we do
know.
this.
We get distracted sometimes, though. But see, we finally told you. So
I
there
don't
we
get
go.
distracted sometimes. I get distracted all the times.
Yeah, that's true. That's okay, though.
All the times. Anyway, hey, guess what happens tomorrow morning?
Saturday, thank God.
I know. And you know what? I signed up for this new class, this new, like, it's a series of, I don't know if there's seminars or, but whatever.
Ooh.
It's like every Saturday for like 10 weeks or something.
What are you
So,
doing?
oh, it's it has to do with whatever. I get to learn how to, I don't, it doesn't matter. Anyway, my point
Well,
is, who the
cool.
fuck signs up to do stuff like that on fucking Saturdays? Who does that? I'm gonna be gone all day on Saturday, sitting in a fucking classroom. And do you know how hard it is for me to keep my eyes open when other people are talking? It's not easy. Just saying.
Oh my God. I think
Whatever.
it's going to be awesome. I think you'll have fun.
Yeah, it's for You know this. I take care of my niece and my nephew, who are very significantly developmentally delayed. And this is just like part of that, the certification. It's like an advanced certification because, you have to maintain a license with the state in order to do it. And so it's part of that. And it's cool because it's free, and I will get to learn valuable things about healthcare and how to care for people, which I think is incredibly important. You need to know how to
Very
care for
important,
people.
yes, indeed.
So that's cool. But it's every fucking Saturday for like a while. That makes me
But
sad.
it's, yeah, but I'm glad you're
Yeah.
doing it.
It's important stuff. It is, but yeah. Anyway, that's my
Anyway,
story.
Joe, this is, holy shit, it just dawned on me after Aaron's blog, this is our last show of 2018.
Yeah, which is actually one more show than we said we were going to do in
This
2018.
is so true.
Yeah, because we thought we were done until the new year, but we both, the
We were
hootenanny
lonely.
ended and we decided we had the energy to talk today.
We did.
That's just luck, really.
It was just one of those things,
Yeah.
people. Enjoy while you can.
Dear listener, this happened because I said to Andy, should we record a podcast today? And she's, why would we do that? And I'm like,
Was
oh,
like,
but it would be
wait, what are we
awesome.
doing? I don't understand. What about our empire?
Yeah. But then we did it and it was awesome. Anyway,
Yes, it
so
was. So I'm done. Are you done?
I'm so done. Dear listener, we are done. So we're going to close out this podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for joining us for 2018. We look forward to seeing you in 2019, or talking to you, or hearing from you, or blogging at you, all of those things. Yeah, we look
Yes.
forward to that. Please, please, please help us to find other lesbians out there in the internet land, and like or subscribe or leave a review or all of those things that you can do for podcasts and help drive our recognition up so that other lesbians of the internet can find us, or other women of the internet, or even other
Yes.
men. We have men
Anybody.
who hang out. Yeah.
People who like us. That would be fun.
Like-minded peoples can find
Yes.
us.
Exactly.
Until next week. Thanks for listening. And oh, I forgot the part about I'm Jill Bell and I'm here with Annie Marquette, and we are Women in Words, and you can find us online at www.womenwords.org. Thank you. Have a good night.